is going to happen beyond fun. It's going to be between you guys and Abraham, all right? So because you set the agenda, would you invite Esther and her friends up, please? Say good morning.
I'm tangled.
I can deal with it. Hey, we need some help over here. We got a cable tied up here. Yeah, all right. Great, thanks. Good.
This is the science of deliberate creation going on over here.
Or the science of deliberate goof-offs.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Good morning. We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree?
Yes.
You are knowing what you are wanting?
Yes.
It moves about a bit, yes. We ride in on the wings of your fun. You are deliberate creators. You are enjoying being here in your physical bodies, out here on this leading edge, surrounded with wonderful variety and contrast to stimulate thought and help you to focus, help you come to personal decisions about what you want. You like that? You like knowing that with every question, there is an answer, and with every problem, there is a solution. You would like that more if you were in the vibrational place where the solution or the answer could reveal itself to you immediately. We know you would like that better. But you know, don't be hard on yourself when the solution or the answer is not available to you immediately. Well, let us rephrase that. It's available, you just can't see it or find it. But don't be upset about that, because the vibrational frequency of you and of your problem is very different than the vibrational frequency of your answer or your solution. And when you look at it this way, there is no that's why we always say problem, solution. We want you to not be uncomfortable that the solution isn't immediately available, in understanding that the frequency of the solution is different than the frequency of the problem, but if there were not a problem, there could not be a solution. And without that contrasting experience of your life, there could be no motion forward. There would be no expansion. There could be no evolution of species. There could be no evolution of ideas. There would be no eternity. In other words, it's all part of the perfect process. So if you find yourself in a place where you cannot find the solution, just relax a little bit. Give yourself a break and say, I must be in the frequency of the problem. And you sort of know you are when you're saying, I don't have enough, I don't have enough, I don't have enough, or where is it, or why doesn't it come to me, or why does he get it and I don't, or how come life is better for them than it is for me? In other words, those things that you say and those things that you feel when you are out of sync with your solutions only mean that you are still in the step one part of the creation process. Step one says, ask. And asking comes forth from you because of the contrast that you are living. So during these days that we are together, it is our desire that you come to a softening of being mad at yourself when you are standing in a place where your solutions aren't immediately visible to you, where you don't beat up on yourself when you